Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington. On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, the doctor will be presenting 15 singers and musicians from the great state of Illinois, with most of them hailing from the Windy City, Chicago. It didn't take but just a few years for jazz to make its way up the Mississippi, north to Illinois, and Chicago has been a hotbed of jazz ever since. Needless to say, only a few of the musicians from Illinois can be covered in 1 hour. Let's begin with Nat King Cole, who was born in Montgomery, Alabama in 1919, but grew up in Chicago. He'll sing and play piano on But She's My Buddy's Chick with his trio in 1946. Pianist Herbie Hancock hails from Chicago, born 1940. Here he is on First Trip from his Speak Like a Child album of 1968, Ron Carter on bass and Mickey Roker on drums. Singer Rondi Charleston, also from Chicago, will sing Scrapbook from her 2017 Resilience album.
Met a gal the other night. Jack, she's really slick, and she really knocked me out, but she's my buddy's chick. Started once to move right in, changed my mind, but quick. She could send me, yeah, she could, but she's my buddy's chick. She passed by looking cute and fly. Man, she really caught my eye. From a quaint little hat down to her boot was the finest of scenic route. So that's the way the story ends. I nixed out but quick, and I'm sorry to my soul that she's my buddy's chick. Out but quick, and I'm sorry to my soul that she's my buddy's chick. Now I'm a fly guy, not a shy guy, I never missed a trick, but she's my buddy's chick. Thank you.
in people and places, things we can taste and feel, they're still real. They give us comfort, bring us joy. Think of ripe fruit on the vine, time in Venice sipping wine, the thought of that old friend who knew what to do to get through.
We are digging on jazz by Illinois musicians on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Vibes man Lionel Hampton was born in 1909 in Louisville, Kentucky, but was raised in Chicago. So here's the Hampton Big Band in 1942 doing Flying Home. Mel Torme, also from Chicago, born in 1925, sang Lulu's Back in Town in 1957 with the Marty Paich Orchestra. Then Glenn Gray and his Casa Loma Orchestra will do Casa Loma Stomp from the early 1930s. Gray was born in Roanoke, Illinois, in 1900. Singer Oscar Brown Jr. was born in 1926 in Chicago. He recorded Hazel's Hips in 1962.
Thank you. about Margie, heard about Donna, heard about Susie, but ooh, 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 I gotta get my old tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call, I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Cause tonight I gotta look my best for Lulu. I gotta find a few bucks somewhere, polish up my shoes and slick my hair. Gotta get myself a boutonniere, Lulu. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Aldous regrets that he won't be around. Tell my friends not to call, I won't come back till the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back, back in town.
Thank you. Dazzle's hips are a concert of contours and curves as she slips to and fro round the table. She serves, I buy 6 meals a day in my favorite cafe, 'cause I see Hazel that way. Hazel's eyes are divine and her hair's so fine, yeah, but her hips bring the tips. Hazel's hips have a rhythm so gently controlled that her trips to the kitchen are joy to behold. Love to just sit and gaze at the way Hazel sways when she's carrying trays. Hazel's eyes are divine and her hair's so fine, yeah, but her hips bring the tips. Me my soup, serves me my cup of tea, and my heart flips to see Hazel smiling at me. So I say, honey bunch, can I have you for lunch? But Hazel just gives me a hunch and says, don't hand me no line about you think I'm so fine, 'cause here's a tip, Hazel's hip. Hazel's hip, yeah, Hazel's hip, man, sure is fine, baby. Ooh, yeah.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we are exploring a few jazz musicians from Illinois today. Boogie Woogie pianist Meade Lux Lewis, born in Louisville, Kentucky in 1905, but grew up in Chicago, recorded the Pittsburgh Flyer in the 1950s. In 1962, June Christie recorded You Came a Long Way from St. Louis with an all-star big band. Christie was born in Springfield, Illinois in 1925, but grew up in Decatur. Trombonist Benny Green, Chicago, 1923, recorded Dee Dee on his 1961 Handful of Soul album. Joe Williams was born in Cordell, Georgia in 1918, but Chicago was his hometown. He became famous when he recorded the 1955 album Count Basie Swings, Joe Williams Sings. From that record, you'll hear Duke Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Thank you. You came a long way from St. Louis. You climbed the ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts between. I've met a gang of boomy gals who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You've got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. Yes, you've got a long, long
never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw the rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light.
This last set of jazz by Chicago jazz musicians on today's Dr. Jazz Hour will begin with Little Johnny Griffin paying tribute to his hometown when he recorded Chicago in 1956. Wynton Kelly on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Swing band leader and drummer Gene Krupa hailed from Chicago, born 1909, and Anita O'Day was born in Kansas City in 1919, but also grew up in Chicago. Here they are together in 1942 doing Harlem on Parade. And today's program will finish with saxophonist Eddie Harris, another Chicago boy, born in 1934, with There Was a Time from his 1990 album of the same name. Kenny Barron on piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Ben Riley on drums.
Thank you. Everybody's here to cheer for Harlem on parade. When you hear the bugle blow, that's the time you're bound to know that the man behind the horn is as handy with the gun when there's fighting to be done. Every heart within the crowd beats it out with head unbowed. Uncle Sam is mighty proud of Harlem on parade. Here's his handy with the gun when there's fighting to be done. Every heart within the crowd beats it out with head unbowed. Uncle Sam is mighty proud of Harlem. Thank you.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.